But first, about 400 public schools were recently selected to receive state grants for counselors, social workers, and school police officers. Not every school that applied for the funding was a winner, though. More than 400 other schools were not successful, including one elementary school near a deadly area in the city. Lily Altavina has been reporting on the grant winners and losers for the Arizona Republic, and she joins us now. Lily, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the winners. What can you tell us broadly about the schools that were selected and what they asked for?
So there was, you know, sort of a big range of schools that were selected. There are schools in rural areas. There are schools in urban areas. There are charter schools. Many are receiving school counselors, which has been a big ask this year and a big discussion. Many are getting social workers, and many are getting school police officers.
And who decides who wins here?
So the Arizona Department of Education, they were under a time crunch, and they worked with the Arizona Department of Administration using a pretty complex rubric to sort of score and figure out who would get their first choice. And they can only consider first choices.
Okay. And we knew there wasn't going to be enough money for all applications to be accepted here, right?
Right. So there was $32 million available. The program had been recently expanded with $20 million from the legislature. And the first choice request totaled $73.8 million.
Okay, so definitely a shortfall.
Yeah.
But you found one school in particular that's raised a lot of concern after you wrote this story that was rejected despite what, you know, is an apparent need. Tell us about Wilson Elementary.
Yeah, so I spoke to Cindy Campton, who is the principal of Wilson Elementary. Wilson is actually right on the border of the deadliest area in Phoenix, and that's, we say that because that's using homicide data. Mm-hmm. It's near, you know, the state hospital. It's right next to a state prison. It's, you know, right across the street from all of these motels where people have been gunned down. There is a lot of violence in this area. They were denied a school police officer, and they had lost their school police officer 2 years ago after a different grant had run out. Cindy basically told me, their resource officer was beloved. It was an important part of the community. It made the community feel safe, and it kept crime off of the block.
And they were denied.
Yep, they were denied. She wasn't sure why. She thought that they had put in a pretty compelling grant request.
So tell us about the reaction. It sounds like Governor Ducey might have stepped in now.
Yeah, so there we got a lot of response from the story pretty early on, and our columnist Lori Roberts actually called Governor Ducey's office. Governor Ducey's office said, "Wow, let's take a look at this." And pretty quickly after, they said that they would make a formal request to, you know, fund Wilson Elementary's request.
Yeah. Does this shed light, Lily, on a broader issue here in terms of just the amount of funding available for this kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, if you take in more than just first choice requests, but second and third choice requests, you're looking at nearly $100 million. Mm. Arizona has the worst counselor to student ratio in the United States at 905 students to one counselor. Actually, Wilson's whole district only shares one counselor, and that's 1,200 students. The recommended ratio is 250 to 1. So this money will help bring down that ratio. We don't know how much, but it looks like there's a lot of work to do. And the governor and Superintendent Kathy Hoffman both acknowledge that.
So is that going to be something we may see going into the next legislative session here in terms of trying to get more funding for school resource officers, for counselors, et cetera?
I think so. Both Ducey and Hoffman have indicated that.
All right. That is the Arizona Republic's Lily Altavina. Lily, thanks so much.
Thank you.